Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott. And this podcast is brought to you by
Everything's Coming Up Simpsons. Make sure to tune in on September 11th.
We are talking about the episode Radio Bart with a special guest you may recognize.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright.
And actually, I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
We're so excited.
Oh, this is so good.
This was one of our favorite episodes we've ever done.
Mark your calendars. I don't know. You're probably already downloading it. What is this life?
September 11th, we are joined by, you already heard her, Nancy Cartwright. We're so excited. Please tune in.
All right. Bye. Feral Audio.
Listeners are situated.
Listeners, this is Slumber Party with Allie and Georgia.
I'm Allie.
I'm Georgia. This is a very special episode.
When are they not?
I mean,
we've had some not so special episodes.
But they've always been special.
They're always special.
Yeah. But like, as in, we have special needs.
Right, right.
And that is that we need people to validate our existence.
That's why you podcast, though. Yeah. That's why you do this.
Do you think that I was thinking, I want to see the percentage of youngest children who are podcasters. Because I was thinking of all of us, and we're all the youngest children, and we all just need all the attention.
Oh, my God.
Let's start the podcast. Allie, what'd you learn this week?
Georgie, you tell me.
Okay. Well, originally I learned that the browner bananas are, the brown spots in bananas can help, like, cure cancer. And I thought of that because of our special guest who hates brown bananas.
Right.
But then I went to look up more facts about it, and it's like debunked. So
it's got snoped.
It totally got snoped. So what I actually learned was...
Can we go back, though? Yeah. How are those brown spots? Were you supposed to, like, take a syringe and just, like, dip off those brown spots?
The chemical makeup of a banana changes in such a way when it starts to brown that the antioxidants from it fucking help fight cancer. That makes sense.
All right. Did it have anything to do with ethylene gas?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what makes bananas, when one banana goes ripe and then the rest of them are like, let's go.
So I don't know. It's not... Okay. True, but however, the study that was saying it has been like, that didn't take place, kind of a thing. Scientists.
Ugh.
So what I
hate it when that happens. That,
you know what? That can be what I learned. But I also learned about Hand of Glory. Do you know what a Hand of Glory is?
This sounds like a Sylvester Stallone movie from 1986.
Totally.
What is it?
Okay. A Hand of Glory is an old practice... In England, it's an artifact meant to aid thieves in their work during the night and help people, get people to tell the truth.
What does it consist of?
It's basically the hand cut off of someone who was hung, hung at this, what is it called? The hand of a man who's been hung, and then it's prepped in all these crazy ways, including salt and pepper.
Gross.
Then it's like basically mummified. Until it's completely parched in the sun, and they like it's like a fucking Wiccan type of thing.
It's like a monkey paw.
Yeah.
What does that smell like, by the way?
And then they turn it into a candle.
Whoa!
So
too many
hands
steps.
It's a candle, and then the thing is that you could unlock any door and render all those within the house unconscious or paralyzed until you completely burglarize the house.
Can you?
And they recently found one in the wall of a house in North Yorkshire, England.
How old was it? Did they carbon date it?
Let's see. It looks like over 200 years old is when they started doing it. It was uncovered in 1935, but it looks like it's been around since like 1800s or so.
1800s? You'd think by that they would have wised up. But can you imagine if they had Pinterest in those times and they're like, here are the instructions for DIY.
All I want to see is the
hand
fails. I just want to see the hand of glory.
I learned... that this is a bug fact, but it's not really a bug fact.
Okay.
Do you know what exterminators say you should do when you get a box from Amazon?
Oh, God, I get those every day. And I don't did you see my eyes light up when you said exterminator? Because I think those guys are the coolest.
Exterminators are like, they're the unsung heroes.
Yeah, it's like they have the best stories, and then maybe a bit, maybe guys who work in morgues have better, like kind of better stories, but right. That's it. Oh God, tell me.
You're supposed to open your Amazon boxes outside.
Oh no.
Disassemble the box, shake out the box, the smaller box of whatever you got. Because apparently exterminators are having just the time of their lives getting rid of roaches in people's homes because of warehouse shipping.
You know how many of those we get?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
Me too. I think once, and I found a huge cockroach in my place after I went to Costco.
Yep. And you like grabbed a box to put all your Costco stuff in.
Yep.
And a cockroach was like, I'm going home with
you. Yeah. Stowaway.
Piggyback.
Grody. So
disgusting.
You guys shake that shit out in the yard.
I want to burn my house down right now.
You should do that. You know, you can order a lighter on Amazon.com. Let's ask our guest how he feels about it, given that he lives in this house with you.
Why don't you introduce our guest?
Our guest.
I forgot his name.
Also known, soon you're just going to call him Hubby. You're going to call him DH online for Dear Husband. I know, people do that.
I will never
people
do that.
Is Vince Averill, George's fiance. He is host of We Watch Wrestling. I called him Vince Averill for the first year they were dating, and he's a comedian. He's an all-around gent. He is betrothed to Georgia. Vince, what did you learn?
We're getting married in 2 days, you guys.
Two fucking days.
You guys
days.
Got an Amazon banner? You might want to fire up the Amazon banner for these cockroach people.
Shit, you're right. God, but we don't think about this shit.
Shake your boxes out once you get your Amazon. Through
Vince, you're good at
but
this.
But if you're going to get the boxes, you're going to get the bugs anyway. You might as well. Put some money toward the show, right?
Sure.
So if you click on Amazon and you order through our podcast, not only will we get some money, they'll get some cockroaches.
If you go to and go to the Slumber Party page, you can click on Amazon and just buy your shit like normal. We're not going to see whatever weird shit you buy. And mm-hmm. we get like a percentage of the whatever the fuck.
Also, this Band of the Hand bullshit you're talking about with the candle
Hand
and all
glory,
this. It's supposed to render everybody like...
Yeah.
So you just... You can... freely burgle without concern for anyone who you may encounter.
My thought is, if they see a fucking mummified hand on fire, they realize you're a psychopath not to fuck with, and they get the fuck out of there, and then you can burglarize their house.
Well, I feel like at that time in history, though, that's like dime a dozen. You just get the hatchet and split their wig with it.
True.
I don't know. It sounds like a man.
We talked about the way he talks. Man,
yeah.
Split their wig with it. He means they're going to cut their head open.
Right. No,
but
I know.
He fucking says it in the coolest way.
Your fiance is from a time portal.
I know.
Through a time portal. I don't understand.
Is it the past or the future, though? I don't know.
No, the past. You were a shopkeeper in Pioneer America or something. Mm. This is what I'm convinced. Either that or it's just Michiganian.
I came through with no handy skills. I can
That's
barely
true.
Screw up. I can screw into a
What?
Sure.
A wife.
You can. There's an.
I'm talking about tools of the trade.
Right, right. You don't need them. You don't need them because you're
every
a
tool is a hammer, though.
How is that? How does that work?
You know, you can use any tool as a hammer.
Any tool.
Oh, that's
a
good point. So, like, if you take a saw and you just pound it against something hard enough, then you got a hammer.
Wrench, whatever. Everything's.
We're fixing lives. What did you learn?
I learned there's a NASA has this facility in Florida where they build a lot of shit, and it's like it's so big, it's like 8 acres. It's the biggest one story building maybe in the world, definitely in the United States. And it's also the tallest building outside of an urban area in the United States. And it's so big that sometimes it will rain inside. Like, it has its own weather.
It's like it's a so climate?
I don't know the I don't understand the science of it. I just know that they have to have these special, like, air conditioning units to change the air out in a room that big, which the doors that open, apparently, the Statue of Liberty could go through.
Yeah. But it's all one story.
Yeah. So, but the whatever air system they use can change the air out in that, it's like 130 million cubic feet or something within an hour. The whole air can be changed out because otherwise clouds will form, and because it's in Florida too, so it's very humid.
Right. Oh, but, God.
And yet, this tiny apartment gets so fucking hot during, and we can't figure out a way to cool it down.
I know. It's
the same thing, right?
I just bring you my icy heart. And I do my best.
I lived in a basement apartment one time, and I had a nice pair of wingtips with leather soles, and the soles of the shoes got mold on them because it was so
oh,
wet.
Oh, God,
wet
basements.
Ugh. Allie's been dealing with mold lately.
Well, I learned our friend, you know Carrie? Vince, you know Carrie?
Definitely.
Our lovely friend
she
Carrie.
She lives in a basement, like apartment-y kind of situation, and she's like, anyone that lives in a basement, GTFO, immediately. Mold is off the chain.
And she's in Portland, which is like just always mold weather.
Right. I know it's moist. Where are you? No, Vince, let's get to know you a little bit.
Let's please do that.
Where are you from?
I'm from Michigan.
I knew that already, but what part?
Just outside of Detroit. Town called Milford.
Milford. They have a great murder in Milford.
A few.
What happened in Milford?
There's a lot of darkness in that town.
Happened in Milford?
Well, I mean, there was one situation where a couple guys raped and killed a couple of high school girls.
Not cool.
And it was in Central Park of Milford. And they tried to sink them in the river. And then the Milford Memory Summer Festival that takes place in and around Central Park was going on.
No.
And these two girls' bodies floated up
no.
to the top of the river.
No. Was this a Chevy Chase film and you're lying to me?
I'm telling you right now, it's how it went down, and it's wholly disturbing. I think, it's pretty fucked up.
Oh, my God.
Why am I such a fucking psychopath?
You're thinking of, like, the Chevy Chase movie Funny Farm, but with dead bodies in it?
I'm just thinking of him just starting to sweat nervously under, like, a floppy gray suit.
Sure.
And him being like, yikes, whoops, forgot it was the festival
Although
today.
In that movie, they did try to, like, make it seem like the town sucked. Remember, some people were trying.
I don't remember.
No.
Funny Farm at all. I remember the Burbs. That was a fucking great movie. The Burbs. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember. That was chilling. Was chilling. What was the last movie you guys went and saw as a couple together?
We don't really do that a lot. All of our couple friends. Vince, you look troubled.
I was trying to think of what it was.
It was Mad Max, right?
Oh. Now, I think there's been one since then, but I don't remember.
I fucking hate movies. Vince goes to movies without me because I do not like going to a movie. To me, everything about it is traumatizing. From the parking garage to sitting next to people, to the smell, to having to pee halfway through.
Do you remember when we went to go see Inside Out?
Oh, that was fun.
We saw Inside Out together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I
we
thought
we did some crying as we left. I said, how'd you feel about it? It was an emotional movie, Pixar. And you said, I was just waiting for someone to stand up and kill everyone in the theater with a gun. Yep.
But I already knew what guy it was, too.
Yeah.
There was a guy alone in Inside Out sitting near us. And I'm like, that guy's going to kill everyone.
Meanwhile, he's just like a sad divorced guy just getting in touch with
his wants to be able to talk to his kids about something next time he has them for the weekend. Oh, God.
And the thing was, is like 3 days later, there was a mass shooting in maybe, I can't remember if it was a theater or something that I was like, well, Georgia called that. So tell us a little bit about how you guys met.
Tell us
your,
Vince
your origin story.
Yeah. I was on the back pages of the LA Weekly.
Yeah. No, I went to...
former guest.
I went to Megan Gans, who's been on the show before.
Two
who's
vaginas.
Also from Michigan.
Right.
She had a birthday party.
And she has two vaginas.
I don't know if she does anymore.
No, she had two vaginas.
I think she broke down a wall. There were some beer cans in between us. Her two vaginal walls. Did a little remodeling. It's open concept now.
Open concept.
Vagina.
I don't know all the ins and outs of that one, but.
I should hope not.
Literally.
So it was her birthday.
Birthday party,
yep. It was her birthday.
I was fresh on these shores. I had just arrived. I don't even know if it was a month.
No, yeah.
I don't know if I'd even been here a whole month yet. And then
I did that thing where I was like, I have to go out. Like, I need to go out. I don't want to go out. I'm going to put on eyeliner so I have no excuse not to go out.
I hate it when people say that because then they always meet their husband. Everyone's always like, I didn't even want to go to traffic court, but I like dragged myself out. And there he was. Because every time you ate like some squash soup and you have to fart a bunch and you've got a zit and you're like, I can't go out tonight.
What if it's the night?
What if this was the night?
It sucks. It fucking sucks to be like, I have to go out because I have to meet someone. Like, that's not fun. How many times I did it before I met him, and it didn't fucking work?
Is that the sole purpose that you got up the gumption to leave your apartment?
No, but it's always in the back of your mind. No, but it's always in the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
You can meet a handsome stranger.
Yeah, being a girl.
New to California.
You don't understand. This is different for us.
Right. And you're in a situation right now. You're wearing a shirt. You're wearing socks, shoes, pants. You're good to go.
I'm fully dressed. Yes.
You're an immediate.
Right.
Immediately ready.
I didn't think about this.
For us, the difference between going out and not going out is an hour and a half of pinching our eyelashes in a vice and like spackling parts of our face.
And making our hair look not what we look like, what it's supposed to look like.
Look at my hair right now. Do you think I could meet anyone like this?
No. Look like a hot lioness.
I think it's all right.
Thank you.
No, we and the fucking annoying thing is they'll say, I like when you just look normal when you're just like around the house.
No.
It's like, I know you think that. You say that.
You wouldn't fall for that.
We're just like beating Vince. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying the guys wouldn't fall for that in a dark bar. If you look disheveled in a dark bar, right. Your life is immediately super sad because it's like, why did you? Are you coming here to just eat olives because you don't have any food in your refrigerator and you're like a feral woman?
Totally.
Are you a witch?
This was a party. You had cause to be on property.
I wanted to go. I knew all my friends that I like would be there. It would be mixing and mingling, and maybe I would meet a fella.
Maybe just maybe.
So walked in and fucking saw Vince immediately. Like he doesn't remember this. We fucking locked eyes and did a like, what's up? We're gonna talk at some point.
Hit her over the head with a sock full of quarters and dragged her home by her hair.
She said she doesn't remember meeting you, but it was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I was on heroin at that time.
Yeah,
in my
no,
life.
We all know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, she pulled some Cinderella bullshit because we sat there and talked for like an hour or more, and then all of a sudden she hit the panic button and hopped up on her feet like she had.
I did.
She was like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Peaced out.
Really?
And why? I didn't even have diarrhea.
I was gonna say, did you eat squash soup? What happened?
A couple things. Like, it wasn't close to home, and I think this is before Uber really was a thing, so I didn't want to drink too much. When you ordered a drink and got a drink and didn't offer me a drink to get me a drink. So I was like, okay, he's not that into me. And then I was like,
I don't remember. I never heard this part of this.
Oh, story. This is a girl thing. And then it's also like, okay, I don't want to drink too much. I don't want to go home with this guy because I don't want to do that. Like, I don't do that. So I was like, oh, and I was like, this is going great. I'm not going to wait for this to start being like awkward and like for us to go. So I'm going to go talk to my friends, you know, because we were like in a corner together. So I wasn't going to wait for it to be awkward and for us to like, I was like, this is going to end on a fucking high note.
Right.
Goodbye. I'm going to go home and hang out with my cats. This went well. I have something to look forward to.
Was it like a blackout line and an improv show?
Totally.
You're just like, snap.
I really was like, bite.
Did you think that I had possibly nagged you by not offering you a drink?
No.
You think I was nagging you?
I did not think you were nagging me. I thought maybe I was reading more into it.
Yeah.
So I didn't offer you my phone number. I did. Megan Gans just texted me my conversation that night with her. I said, hey, give Vince my phone number.
So what was your first date like, you guys? And then I'll ask you a slumber party question. I just want to hear the story.
Okay.
I'm prepping your weddings in 2 days.
Yeah.
There's just this, just a cloud, a NASA cloud of love in the room.
Oh my God. We went to.
Oh, that's right. Yes. We went to the Griffin. Yep. And then we went to the Roost.
We went to the Roost.
Nice. These are Los Feliz establishments within walking distance. Both divey in different ways.
Dark. Nice and dark too. Cause you're not gonna be like, she didn't pluck her eyebrows.
Right. You don't want to have to cut any nose hairs before a first date. See how it goes.
I don't know.
How did you, so what was your first, so your first date was those two establishments. You guys had a good time. You're like, oh, we like each other.
And then we came back here and made out.
Hey.
Like right where Vince is sitting.
I remember because you texted me about 1.5 seconds after he left.
What did I say?
Oh my God, we made out!
This is two couches removed.
Yeah.
I know.
Slab of bullshit that we were sitting on that night.
What kind of couch was that?
That thing was bad news.
I don't even remember.
You know what I'm talking
about? The red one?
No, it was like, it was kind of grayish even maybe. And, and the arms were all fucked up. And it was small and shitty.
Oh, that fucking couch, man. Part of my back problems are that fucking couch.
And you still managed to score?
Well, you know, at that point, it's not about the couch. Not about the seating arrangement.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, everyone's gone home before, right?
Sure.
I mean, but you land in a place that's got like a germ boat. Like an upholstered boat of germs for a couch. And it's hard to get bonery on
that. Wasn't my thought. It was just like, oh, wow, this is like not that sweet of a couch. That was my only thought. But not in any sort of judgmental way or thought that I might come away with a parasite or something.
It wasn't gross.
You're like, I got a
rash. It wasn't gross. It was just uncomfortable.
It was basically like an air couch. Like not an air mattress, but an air couch.
I'm speaking for myself who has, I have the worst couch ever. And I have like a mental block of like bringing anyone home because my couch is like, I just bought a new one.
We need to talk about to longtime listeners real quick.
That I finally bought a couch?
Allie bought a couch. Okay, here's where your life changes. And this is what we're sitting on. This is my first couch not bought second, maybe third, maybe fourth hand.
Yeah.
And it's life changing.
We are such grown-ups. We make such good money.
Hyperbolic.
It's not hyperbolic.
It's not. It is life changing.
Because we spend money in weird ways.
I know. It's so easy. If someone were like, you have to pay this toll to cross this road, it's this amount of money, I'd be like, no sweat, won't miss it.
Yeah.
But for me to spend, like, you know, whatever, a couple grand on a couch is just, for me, I'm like, little me doesn't need that. And it's hard to finally admit, like, little me does need a nice couch.
Well, you said yourself that you don't like to entertain because of your current situation with seating. So this will be huge for you. Actually be life-changing. I don't know what you're talking about. The last couches we had were really nice.
What do you know? They were uncomfortable in the back. But the thing is that my thing is, mm-hmm. No, I can get it for cheaper. Like, if this guy's like, you have to pay this much to cross this bridge, I'm like, I can find a fucking cheaper bridge than this. Fuck you. This is what everyone crosses on. I think I can find a better one.
I know. And I just give up and I just lay face down in the road and I say, let me call me when I'm dead.
And I take a 4-hour detour. And then fucking when someone's like, hey, how'd you get here? I'm like, oh, I took a fucking better bridge than you. That's like,
I get it.
And it cost me less.
I know. Vince. This is, ladies, we overthink things.
What if breaks down tonight?
When you come up on a big purchase like that, though, do you ever like break it down by some of the other sort of inconsequential shit that you buy? And you're like,
I did this yesterday.
I mean, I'm like, oh, you know, this is only like 4 beers or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I would gladly pay $6 or $7 for a glass of beer. But I'm not going to fucking whatever item, you know.
I don't know. This is 4 beers. It's like, don't go have 4 beers tonight.
I know. I used to do that in college when I first ate a California roll. Everything became, how much is it in California rolls? And so anything that was $5, which is how much California rolls cost in a college town.
Like from a grocery store?
A million years ago. Okay. I think it was $5.50 at this one place. The sushi place I went to was called Something's Fishy, which was horrible.
Oh, are you kidding? Something's Fishy?
It was my first sushi place. I didn't know that I shouldn't trust it, but it was fine.
Listen, anywhere that's a California roll heavily features a crab stick, you can pretty much trust that anywhere in the world.
It was not real. It was not real crab. No. It was crab with a K.
You kind of ruined my life one time, Allie, when you told me that those give you gas.
Oh, yeah.
That crab
a
K. Dustin, why is that so funny?
You pronounced... I think he means saved your life that
you
one time.
You changed my life.
It put it in your mind and then you realized that that's why you were blowing your ass out?
I'm blowing my ass out for other reasons, but blowing your ass out, that's... our friend Doug Jones recently said to me about the way Vince talks. Mm-hmm. Our friend Doug is very funny and the way he speaks is funny. And he said, one time we were hanging out with Vince and he got up and he said to you, hey, I'll be right back. I got to rock a piss. And Doug thought it was just the fucking funniest. And he'll sometimes text me, I got to rock a piss. He just thought it was like the most hilarious thing.
I would have thought that Doug had watched the Trailer Park Boys before.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're pretty heavily Trailer Park Boys.
I wouldn't say that. But that saying definitely comes from there.
Yes.
I will say that I enjoy the font in which you speak. You have like an April.
The vernacular over here tonight, man.
I know. I like
the word out on my wordsmith is.
It's also like, it's Trailer Park Boys. It's some like 80s wrestling terms mixed with Detroit and Michigan hardcore. And your dad.
I don't think this show is long enough to figure out the depth of my...
We're gonna get real deep. Let's ask you. We'll ask you a stupid question. Yeah. How about a slumber party question?
Yeah, let's do it.
You want to ask? How about something super dumb? How about we could ask George's favorite? I feel like we need to.
I'm letting you do
it
because I know all the answers. I'm getting the more.
What?
I'm getting more whiskey?
Do you know if your fiance has a ghost story?
He doesn't believe in ghosts.
Well,
but he won't watch scary movies, so maybe he does.
Ghost story. I have something that would might be deemed paranormal in some capacity.
Paranormal is cool.
Georgia has just emerged. She has taken the microphone on its cord into her own kitchen and emerged with a bottle of whiskey.
It's not a bottle of whiskey. It's a fucking handle.
It's a handle of Tennessee
whiskey.
That's
no handle. That's a fucking jug.
It's a jug of whiskey.
The way that you came back was like, it was like so triumphant that you're just roaming. You're a free range person.
Let's get a picture of that Jack Daniel's bottle on the Slumber Party Facebook page.
We're so bad at this.
We'll post more pics, guys.
Okay.
Let me set the stage. I'm sleeping on the floor of an apartment in Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
I was in town for a hardcore punk show, and I'm sleeping on the floor, and it's pretty early into having laid down. So I'm I mean, at the time, I think I was completely asleep, but I may have been very close. But the important thing for the story is that I could not see into the kitchen. I could the door of the kitchen was there, but I couldn't see completely into the kitchen. And in my mind or in my dream, as I laid there, I started to see a glass fall, and then the glass broke, and a glass had fallen and broken in the kitchen.
Weird.
Yeah.
From where?
Very weird.
What's that?
From where? Where was it?
I don't know if it came off the counter or if it was, I don't remember exactly.
Like
where
someone
it
even
fell
might have dropped it.
I don't know that anyone was in the kitchen though. I don't remember anybody. I just know that there had in fact a glass had broken.
Wow.
In reality, in my mind as well.
I feel like a lot of times I'll dream about something happening noise wise right before the alarm goes off. You know what I mean?
What do you think that is?
Probably my body understanding what time it is, but the light, whatever the fuck.
And those are like, some of the craziest dreams when you think that something has a hold of you, your arm or whatever, and then you just realize that you're either laying on it or there's something else mm-hmm. that's causing it.
Say for example, dreams? Your two insane cats
grabbing
right.
on
you're
my
like,
arm.
Why am I suffocating?
Yeah, oh, you're right. It's almost like there's a creature in your bed who's trying to sit on your face at 4 in the morning.
Why
like, Vince, that actually
me in the face. Oh no, it's actually.
What are those blood curdling screams?
What about aliens, Vince? How do you feel about aliens?
Oh. I've seen a UFO.
Well, what the fuck? Leave that shit when I ask you something weird.
You said ghost.
You're right. You're right.
And
my bad.
I will
my
also
bad.
Be very clear that I saw something that was unidentified,
flying.
And it was also flying.
They need to rebrand that to unidentified.
Unidentified. I was on the balcony of my apartment in Brooklyn with four other guys.
Say what year it was because this is pre drones or okay. as far as the government's let us know.
2000. I'm going to put it at 2007 or 8.
So drones weren't a thing yet.
We're on the balcony. No one was shit-faced, which is important, right? Because you're like, were you just fucked up?
Especially if you knew these people, they're all fucking...
And there's a point where everyone at the same time starts going, what in the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? And it was three circles.
What?
In a triangle shape. The circles were moving either clockwise or counterclockwise. And then the triangle was also moving. But the whole thing was moving in a completely unnatural way.
It's like a flying thing.
Unlike anything. It was moving like nothing I've ever seen. It was so strange, and that's why everyone started freaking out.
Oh, my God. How big was it? Size of a trash can lid?
How far away was it?
It was
a car?
Seemed like it was up there. So I would say it was, from us to it or whatever, it looked like it was probably the size of a car or something. But it also, I don't know if anybody watched Fargo season 2, but there's that... the UFO in the second episode mm-hmm. and it looked very, very similar to that, but it sort of went across and then it either shot away or disappeared, but it seemed like it very quickly moved away and just disappeared, but it was fucking, it was weird. And the whole thing maybe lasted not 30 seconds.
Go get shit faced after that?
Well, we were definitely already getting shit-faced. I just know we weren't there yet. I just know that we hadn't arrived.
Yeah, and everyone experienced the same thing.
Everyone saw the same thing. And I'm sorry, what year did you say it was? 2002?
Either 7 or 8.
7 or 8. Okay, so Twitter had nascent stages. There were 10 people on Twitter. So you couldn't just check in on Twitter and be like, Brooklyn, y'all see that?
And Vince is like, if he fucking says something, he experienced a thing, I'm not. It's not. I believe it.
Oh, yeah. No, Vince is no liar.
No.
Vincent, and also you're on a rooftop with a bunch of people, right?
You know, it makes me feel good because I do have a couple of other friends who, one who is like one of the guy who is the reason I'm not a, I met him very early on in my life and he had a lot to do with me not ending up being shitty or stupid or whatever. Mm-hmm. And when I told him, he was like, well, then there's fucking UFOs. If you saw one, now I know that there is one.
That's nice.
Was his name Jesus?
Chris Langeman.
Yeah.
Jesus, Chris Langerman.
Langerman.
JK, have you read any good books lately that you like? Or are there any books that you're like, oh, that's my go-to? Or even any like, oh, I read this Joy of Cooking and it really helped me learn how to bake a potato.
Do you know the Joy of Cooking is following me on Instagram?
That's a
I lost
fucking deal.
I know.
That's a big deal.
What about Your Man Can't Cook?
Oh, they're following me.
Georgia,
I gotta
is
say, lately, Your Man Can't Cook.
Oh.
This one?
Getting kind of annoying.
Oh, you mean
they're too good?
Georgia has an Instagram account called Your Man Can't Cook, and she shames people who hashtag their photos My Man Can Cook, because
and it's like, and it's like a diarrhea photo of like of curry, like close up, and it's blurry.
Yeah, it's always blurry.
With
chilly.
The idea being that even if it's delicious, you don't need to be bragging on the fact that
I'm not shaming women. I'm shaming the fact that men need their ego stroked by us being like, look at what my boyfriend did.
Right.
Like, just say thank
They're
you.
They're doing that to stroke the dude's ego?
A little bit.
Can you imagine if a guy was like put up some arithmetic and was like, my girl can do math.
Right. Oh. So like, my man can cook is like, you don't need to do that. But lately, I haven't posted a lot because I've been like, yeah, that looks pretty fucking good.
Ah! You know what? I'm sure some people have gotten wind of it.
Yeah.
But there's some baddies out there. Yeah. But yeah, so that's, so y'all check that out.
But what were we talking about?
We're talking about a book that
I pretty exclusively read nonfiction books. And also I spend a lot of time reading about professional wrestling. So, I don't know. I will say that a couple of books that I really like, one is called I Heard You Paint Houses, which is a book about, a guy who was a hitman for the mob and who he made a deathbed confession about being involved in Jimmy Hoffa's murder. And
what I think I've talked about this on the podcast, what painting houses means.
Right. I heard you paint houses. That means I heard you murder guys. Right. I heard you do carpentry. That means you'll get rid of the body too.
That is the fact that anyone is walking around who has painted a house and done some carpentry with
plenty.
A very big wink.
Plenty.
Yeah.
Don't they have nightmares every night?
No. They're
Isn't
fucking,
their life
I think
a nightmare?
They're psychopaths.
You ever see the Iceman?
No.
What's his name? Richard Kuklinski?
Yeah, that's a good. Oh, like a guy who, great interviews.
It's a cool movie, but it's all like that documentary from whenever on HBO. But the movie also, right. Scorsese has the rights or whatever. They've been talking about making it with all those guys like De Niro and Pesci and all those
I'm so sick of fucking De Niro.
You didn't like Horny Grandpa?
Fuck.
What was that movie he did? Was it Horny Grandpa?
Yeah, something like that.
Dirty Grandpa.
I think it was Horny Granddad.
And then fucking
Horny Pappy.
Rowdy Pappy. And then fucking Aubrey Plaza. Why is she doing that?
We don't know.
Guys.
Ours is not to question why. Do you know what their paychecks? Do you know how many zeros they have?
They had them already
Many zeros.
Okay,
so
take
zeros.
One zero away and do a movie that makes you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, all you listeners that are being offered $10 million to do 40 days of work. Not even 40.
I also like the book Manhunt, which is about the search for John Wilkes Booth, which I didn't do a lot of homework in school, but I never knew that there was like a whole conspiracy that they tried to kill, the vice president, the secretary of state, everybody at once that night. So that was very interesting to me, but then also just everything around, because as I'm sure you guys have thought about many times with your fixation on murder and crime.
Georges.
But it just seems like it would have been a lot easier to get away with shit. Not trying to kill the president, but just like disappearing or getting, like if you got far enough away, you might change your appearance and just disappear.
I have a slumber party question. If you could do that right now, like say there was no internet to track you. If you could be like, I'm going to change my life and I'm going to disappear and this is what I'm going to do with my life. Like if you could just change course.
Wait, you're asking your fiance this 2 days before your wedding?
We already put the money down.
Let's pretend... I don't mean
what do you mean? So you're just saying, unrelated to any technology, just a fantasy question.
Yeah.
If you can just disappear and start a brand new life.
Like, do you ever think, like, you and I, like, we're always like, sometimes I'll come and be like, fuck everything. Let's go to fucking Kentucky and just like, or let's go to Miami and just live there. I can't.
Those are two locations I've never heard you talk about trying to move to.
Well,
I know what you mean. What happens, George, on those days when you're like, what would provoke you to want to move to Florida?
The industry.
Yeah.
It's Los Angeles and the industry.
It's like, is there a thing that where you're just like, fucking, do it with parking. That'll kill me.
Yeah. Or like an agent thing or like, a fucking, like a schmoozy bullshit thing I don't want to fucking do anymore. And
like God, podcasting.
Wouldn't it be great to be what?
I said like podcasting.
Right. No, I love podcasting. Wouldn't it be great to be a manager of a fucking coffee shop in fucking Asheville, North Carolina? Or like go open a vintage store in fucking North Carolina, Asheville, which seems to be a fucking pretty cute place.
Mm-hmm.
But do you typically come around to the fact that the grass is greener. It's you gotta fucking ride this gimmick.
Yeah,
out.
No, I love my life, but like, okay, like I'll read a
lot. So I don't think I would want to do that if okay. I was given the opportunity. As I sit here today, 2 days before my marriage or
ooh,
my wedding.
Baby,
rather.
I'm not.
No, I know that. I know you're fantasy booking. I'm just saying,
should I leave? Do you guys want me to? You guys need
I'm just saying that, like
fighting.
Or are you just saying if you could do it, what would you do?
Yeah.
Not would you do it, but
now,
what would
you
do?
Is there anything you wish you had become or you wish or sounds fun to you now?
Can I interject really quick? I also feel really bad. I feel like I keep talking over you guys because you guys have such a rapport. I will say, Georgia, we did go to Asheville together. And I took a very stealthy picture of a pregnant barefoot teenager smoking on the street.
Yes. However, there was as I do in every town I go to, I yelped vintage clothing.
That's true.
And there was a place called Hip Replacements.
Whoa!
So clearly,
small towns have the best pun names.
There was a vintage shop called Hip Replacements.
I can't handle that.
So
maybe the only thing we disagree on. I can't fucking stand puns.
I love
hates puns.
I'm
I know.
Sorry that I
Allie,
find them delightful.
I'll sometimes text, like sometimes I'll think of a pun and be like, fuck, Allie would love that. But like I'm with Vince, so I say it and then I'm like, hey, get it. And he's like,
no, you text him to me, bypass him entirely. Yeah. I'll appreciate them. I'll adopt
Vince,
your wayward
pun. Take your puns elsewhere.
Yeah.
Do you know every single town that has less than 5,000 people has a haircutting place that's called Sheer Madness?
Or Curl Up and Die.
Curl Up and Die. You know what my parents' town has?
Sheer Madness.
My parents' town has a place. They live up in the Pony Express Trail.
Yeah.
Pony Expresso.
No.
And tea.
There's nothing better than tanning salon names, though. You got Jamaica Me Tan, Hot Skins.
I love it.
I love any establishment that looks like it should be in the background of Cougar Town. Like
What's the one from Edward Scissorhands? Sheer Heaven. Remember when they're going to open it?
Love it. Oh, anyway, man. I interrupted you. You were talking about how you're going to burn your life down and leave your fiance.
Right.
Oh, let's move on from that.
I'm kidding. No, what would you do?
Really, I don't know what. I'm sure something.
I think you'd burn your life down and be just a television writer, is like your dream. So everything's fine.
Yeah, it'd be like a fuck you, like day job responsibilities,
sure.
Kind of a thing.
I feel like
fuck our.
I feel like,
day
and
jobs.
We've agreed that like this is okay. Is like fuck my life. I'm gonna go write for WWE, which means like 18-hour days in.
Stanford.
Or
road, yeah. Anyway.
Like, it's fucked. So.
Right.
Okay.
You know what I would do? I would shave my head.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, like, fuck anyone. I wouldn't, like, leave the Allie and Georgia franchise.
That's a good point.
But I would just be like, you know what, fuckers? I'm not doing my hair anymore.
I love it.
Yeah. And I would just see how it played out. But look what happened to Felicity, you guys. Let's dig deep and remember that Carrie Russell was on the
top of
the world.
That didn't happen to Felicity. That happened to Carrie Russell.
I know. And her career's never.
But what about what's her name? Who
Charlize Theron?
Okay, but also
who's right?
The girl, no, the girl either. From who rapped on SNL and was in the Star Wars prequels.
Are you talking about Sinead O'Connor?
Natalie Portman.
Portman, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what helped is being Natalie fucking Portman.
Yeah, being the cutest little human.
She went to Yale, Harvard, one of those.
You have any
Princeton?
Idea how your skull? How the shape is it
all
good?
Right.
I'm sure it's a mess.
You know what?
Over there.
Recently, we've been watching 120 Minutes, which is like the old school VH. Like they've just played great. Sinead O'Connor was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that I didn't ever realize how beautiful she is.
Stunning. And she was like, "Fuck you, patriarchy."
What if you look so incredible? Like you can't even. You don't even notice she has a shaped head. What if you just don't even notice?
Pretty big dice roll.
It is a giant.
The amount
dice
of time
roll.
It would save me, and just the idea. I mean, I get a little bit angry. Not angry, but just a little bit bitter that I'm like, in the future, no one will ever ask us to walk around on crazy spikes,
right?
To be fancy,
patriarchy,
heels.
Man.
And there's just the idea that like we spend an extra hour a day like combing this shit.
Would you
off
mix in a do-rag or a kerchief or anything, or would just be like,
no,
I didn't shave my head for that shit.
I don't want to look like I'm in the middle of radiation.
Right.
Although I'm sure I would get like a lot of discounts at stores and stuff. Do you think that happens?
Yes.
If you look like you're sick, do you think people are like,
right, but I think,
let me give you.
I think it's when you shave it and I think there's a little bit of a difference, you know, because you still have your hair.
It's
like
shaved.
It's not falling out.
It's like a 5 o'clock shadow.
Right. I don't think that is a weird thing. Like, Vince, you can shave your head and still have the same life. George and I, one of us shaves our heads and our
I've
whole,
done it.
our whole, I know, but at what, 14?
Yeah.
But
I think in high school, I was like, I know that this isn't going to be a thing I can always do. So I'm going to shave my head right now.
Right. And but our lives would change. Our jobs would change. Our lives would change. It would be so weird.
And what if you, I've cut my hair very short a couple times. Not like, I shaved it once, but I've only, I've done like pixie cuts. Mm-hmm. And when you don't like it, your fucking life. Oh, I mean, people have war in their country. It sucks.
Can we interest you in some spring break braids? Some real, a lot of jewelry on the ends.
Yeah, some plastic beading.
That will also give you a good look at how the skull structure is.
Let's do some beach braids, you guys.
I think that's the start. Spring break braids is the starting point.
36 hours to your wedding. How
God,
long?
It's, if you it's show gonna up.
12 hours.
There's a beach up there somewhere.
If you show up with, I will.
Just like clanging around because all the shit is knocking together.
I'll let you walk me down the aisle.
Yes.
As God is my witness, I will let you walk me down the aisle.
Roll in with that.
I'll get it done. I'll go to an all-night braid sesh because it will take 14 hours. Like it would take, I could board a flight to like Australia and just be deplaning when they're putting the last bead on.
And also your head hurts so bad.
Oh,
probably.
It hurts.
Just go down to the Baja. You don't got to go that far. You could be back in plenty of time.
Vince, do you have any tattoos?
I don't.
Nary?
I don't have any interest in additional pain.
Okay.
And I also feel like to have a tattoo, you should absolutely know and want the tattoo.
Okay.
You shouldn't go into the tattoo parlor and be like, can I look through a book? Or what do you suggest? Like, if you're going to get a tattoo, it should mean something. You should really have like thought about it and wanted it. But mostly it's just around
like
the fact that I just don't,
marriage.
I have no interest in it. In additional pain, seeking out pain.
Oh, like getting a fucking bikini wax that we have to fucking... Today I got a bikini wax.
No one made you.
And let me talk
get
about
a bikini wax.
My fucking pain.
Bikini waxes are more painful than tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
From what I've understood.
I've had both.
Yep. I've gotten shot with a Tesla coil, and it hurt so much less than...
What did it do for the hair? Did it shoot it up or no?
Well, how do you think it got this way?
That's what we're talking about.
For those who, I know this is an audio only podcast.
Oh, I thought your mom slept with the mailman.
We don't know where, I don't know where this hair came from. Nobody knows. I think I have llama crossbred in here. It's a disaster. It's so coarse. It's like a man's beard on my head.
No,
I don't
not.
Know what to do about it. I just straighten it. Anyway, this podcast is not about my hair, but.
No, this is a podcast.
It can be.
That is. I was going to ask you, this is a question we've never asked. What's the most pain you've ever been in, Vince? What's the most pain?
That's a good question.
Georgia, was yours this weekend? With your neck, Sitch?
Oh, yeah, I had a neck-ish this weekend. No.
Most pain, physical pain. Or you know,
like, but is it like one that you kind of asked for?
It can be the most physical pain you've endured.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. A couple things come to mind. I don't know. There was one time I was having a mole removed.
Ugh.
And if you must know, it was in my groin.
Yes. Oh shit.
And yes. I had already had a couple. They did like a few at once. So they did a couple off my back, and then they rolled me over. And it's a full on operating room, and they're doing the last one, which is in the groin. And the doctor's like,
"Yo,
like man,
such a dad.
I know."
Well, I didn't. I was gonna say crotch, but I, you know. And the doctor's like, "All right, dude. You know, the student here is gonna finish you up." And I was like, "All right." And they're just like, "It's their first." It felt like their very first go at it. So she's like, and I just see it was like a fit. It looked like a fish hook. And I'm going, this is starting to wear off. And like she went down another time, and I was like, so that was pretty gnarly.
Oh God,
Allie's losing.
I broke my arm one time. When you break a limb, a lot of times you feel like you're going to throw up.
Yeah,
but I was pretty young. And then I also have diverticulitis. So before I knew that it was diverticulitis, I thought I was gonna pass out. It was like. So those are the three things that come to mind that may tie.
Those are fucked up. That's a good question. We should always ask.
And
that.
Also, when I broke my arm, they put me in this thing. Like they called it a Chinese finger trap. It was like kind of like that, but you had
That's
your two
racist.
Fingers and your arm was hanging, and then over the bicep was like a weight. And then this dude came in. I was at the University of Michigan, and this dude came in who looked like he played on the football team, and he just set the bone back. Like, put it back. put it
God.
Back. Like, set it or whatever.
Fuck
that
no.
That was pretty gnarly.
I've never broken. I've dropped a microwave on my toe.
I remember. I was there for that. I was, yeah. We were moving.
I was moving into my new place.
It was 2010.
What was yours, Allie?
I remember when you dropped that microwave.
No, it was 2007.
No, was it?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm thinking when you moved a different time. Yeah. But I remember being there when that happened.
Yeah. And what's your biggest pain?
Biggest pain physically? Probably when I was having a tooth situation drilled and they didn't anesthetize me.
Oh, no. Like that everyone knows.
Yep. And I was like, that hurts real bad. Because every time I always am so typically like so good at taking shots and stuff like that.
Me too, yeah. What do you do? I think about Elvis.
I think about your cat also. I look at pictures of your cat in a slideshow on my phone.
Do you know that's a thing though? If you think about something positive and like happy, it doesn't
hurt
as much.
I bet. No, I'm sure they've done that in MRIs. I'm positive.
They do that.
You know what I do is I think, this is terrible. This is terrible.
You're going to think people have it worse?
Yeah, I think about my uncle who died at 40 and left three kids, and I think
Jesus.
I'm getting a shot right now.
Think about something happier.
I think people have gone through so much more.
I just build it up in my mind in advance, so then it can't be nearly. I'm always like, that wasn't even half of what I thought it was going to be.
Bikini wax is
just
not worse.
I build it up in my mind.
You forget that a bikini wax is so bad, and then you lay down on the table, and you're like, oh, wait a minute. This is so fucking painful every time.
So
listen,
painful.
I've had my nipples pierced twice.
And they core those like apples.
No, but it's
don't
really
they?
Painful.
Don't look at me like that, Dustin. I think they core. I know that
no.
When you pierce your tongue, they take a core. Like
no,
a,
they don't.
They like, I've had it done.
They don't do that.
Then they put your tongue in a vise, right? And then they let ants crawl on it. No?
They don't do that.
I thought it takes a core.
No.
Okay. Like a hollow
the
needle?
The tongue actually doesn't hurt at all.
Barf.
The tongue is weirdly, it's like.
No, don't say gross. Something good
bikini
about it.
Bikini wax is the worst pain you've experienced?
No.
Oh.
Getting my nipples pierced and or I have a scar on my stomach from a mole removed. Oh my God, we're meant to be, baby. And I had steroids injected into it to shrink it. And it was so excruciating. Oh. And then I had acne for fucking months.
Nipples no longer pierced.
Nipple no longer. I am not an 18-year-old goth, not goth, emo kid anymore.
Can you still whistle through them or what?
I mean, wait, isn't that?
Yeah. Apparently, having shingles is like the second most painful thing to
childbirth.
Yeah, shingles.
My dad had them on the side of his head, and by all accounts, it looked like it was a fucking nightmare.
At least
my dad had them also.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you guys,
crazy.
Your dad.
Well, I think I know. when you go through these sorts of things, your immune system. That's when because it's a latent chicken pox.
Right.
Thing, and then it's allowed to.
Can we talk about your fathers, that they
have
the exact same bone cancer?
I know. For those following, by the way, our last podcast, we recorded a couple weeks ago, and my dad was just getting back into chemo. And both of our dads had multiple myeloma. Mm. I'm sorry about your dad.
It's all right.
He did not make it. My dad is still making it. But apparently my dad's last labs were very good.
I'm so glad to hear that.
My dad knew that I shared his lab results on this podcast, he would... he would be so embarrassed. And if he knew that I said the F word, oh, dad.
My dad lasted for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
They did a crazy procedure, but he did last a long time.
Did he get a stem cell?
Yep.
Right, yeah. My uncle had the same kind of cancer, and he got it, and he also did not do so great.
Oh.
But yeah, it is crazy, because it's a pretty rare cancer in general. But did you get your... Georgia, you got 23andMe. You got your genes tested, right? Did you get your genes tested?
Mm-mm.
Are you ever going to get your genes tested to figure out? Like, it comes back and it's like, congratulations. You're exactly what you thought you were. You're a dumb white person with a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
It doesn't say like, of course you're going to get all the same shit your parents got and you're...
Right.
It says like, you're susceptible to this, but here's this other gene that makes you not susceptible to it anymore. So you're fine, but you're not because there's this other... It's like just... It's just too much.
I'm most susceptible to having a good time.
Yeah.
You're in pretty big danger right now. Hey, let's ask a... I feel bad I'm asking all the questions because I can't remember all of them.
I want you to.
Because you know all the answers?
Yeah.
Let's ask your soon-to-be wife's favorite question.
Okay.
You're home alone. Georgia is somewhere else podcasting.
Yeah.
She is roller skating with her friends.
No, I don't do that.
I know you don't. This is a hypothetical situation.
On the road.
Right. You are...
On the road.
You're home alone. You're hungry.
Mm.
You toddle into the kitchen to make a little midnight snack. No one's here to judge you.
Yeah.
Cats aren't even looking. What do you make? And is it embarrassing?
I'll begin by saying that the cats are always looking, and no matter what you're eating, Elvis will try to eat it out of your hand. That being said, you know, there isn't always a lot of stuff stocked in. We do a lot of complaining about what's not stocked in. So I derive a lot of enjoyment from a saltine with like a little bit of margarine on it.
Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah.
Knock those back for as long
like
as it
a,
takes.
You like a tub of fake butter, which I'm
I don't mind. You
into.
Know, I do like a country crock. I can do a Brummel and Brown. That's the yogurt-based stuff.
How about a Triscuit?
Triscuits are good. Although now the Triscuits are like in a myriad of flavors.
Yeah.
Not quite the Oreo level, but it's getting pretty fucking stupid. I do like, you know, the garlic variety. There's some kind of rosemary type dealio.
What else do they have? Do they have like a zesty barbecue? Don't tell me. They do.
They have
don't
weird
they?
Shit.
They, may, they have a lot like of, buffalo. There's a lot of Triscuit happening, sure.
All right, Triscuit.
Vince will eat.
Oh, there's a dill one I like. Because okay. I like, I'll eat.
Oh, yeah.
I'll eat martini olives, especially
he
if they're stuffed with garlic.
He comes home from work and goes straight to the fridge pickle and jar. Fucking opens the goddamn pickle jar. Like, we start making out and it's like pickle
no.
juice
how
mouth.
How do you feel about that?
Great. I love I don't care.
Do you ever drink
no
pickle
sweet
juice?
Pickles, please.
Oh, so, fuck a sweet pickle.
No.
And fuck a bread
fuck
and butter.
You,
no.
bread and butter are the
same
best.
Thing. This is the same thing, right? Bread and butter is sweet.
Oh,
right?
You guys.
I don't understand what a bread and butter fucking pickle is. That's
I
like
don't
saying
either.
Like that looks like a hard-boiled egg pickle. What? This is another food in front of the pickle. What are you talking about?
I don't know, but I fucking love those so much.
I get so frustrated.
Allie, tell us your midnight snack that you told us about last night.
Oh, no.
Oh, did you not want to talk about that?
Oh, no. I know. I just can't remember.
Hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
Starts with a hot dog.
Fucking, you know, I went to Lassen's, which is our local neighborhood.
Right wing.
Yeah, it's a natural food mart.
They're closed on Sundays.
They're closed on Sundays because they're that God-fearing. And we used to call it Bigot Mart because they donated so much money to anti-gay marriage. And we boycotted them for a long time. And then someone said that they donated an appropriate amount back. And we said, fine, every once in a while, I'll buy some coconut water
and nobody,
here.
It's funny because everyone goes in there and nobody makes eye contact because they're like, yeah.
This those organic juices are cheaper than anywhere else.
Yeah, I like that place, man.
I will go there in a natural food emergency. I was very hungry. I just wanted a hot dog, and I strolled in. I bought some all-natural beef hot dogs, and I got some tortillas.
Yeah.
And then I grilled up some hot dogs.
Yeah, you did.
I put ketchup and mustard on the tortilla, and I rolled that shit up. I ate it. And I got the tortillas in particular because I'm just trying a little gluten-free, seeing if that raises my energy levels. I nommed two of them. I was like, fuck yeah. And then I looked on the back, and I realized I didn't get the gluten-free tortillas. I got the ones with added gluten to them.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, well, I fell asleep in my clothes last night, but whatever.
Double glute.
Vince was out of town the other night, and I was like fucking hungry. I tried to order Taco Bell. I tried to order Taco Bell on like Seamless. They didn't have a Mexican pizza on it. So I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Fuck this. So I went in the kitchen and I made the kind of nachos where I like tore up sliced deli cheese on these chips but then I put it in the fucking toaster oven.
Hallelujah.
So it gets all like chewy and there's like little burnt bits and I fucking ate it.
Piecemeal nachos are some of the best things you can do.
Any nachos.
You're just like, you're just kitchen sinking that shit.
And anything. What else did you put on it? Deli cheese? What
deli
else?
Cheese and then I dipped it in some like
Verdes?
Some verde, some fucking old salsa that we had from like New Year's probably.
New Year's maybe isn't
Super
that long
Bowl.
Ago.
Super Bowl.
That's from five minutes ago. You're fine. Yeah. What's the thing in your fridge that you've recently been like, I need to break up with this thing in my fridge and I just haven't gotten around to it?
There's some moldy shit.
One or two times where you're just like, I don't know. It still smells. I feel like I've gotten everything under. I don't know.
You're like,
there's not enough Arm & Hammer in the goddamn city to get this out of here.
Yeah.
I was on a fuck kick a couple weeks ago because I was trying to not get sick.
That's a pun based business.
Oh, fuck.
Oh yeah, it is.
902 whatever the fuck.
Oh, it's the best. Forget about it.
Oh my God.
And my we used to have when I worked at the LA Times, no one took care of anything because everyone had broken spirits. But on our floor, we had a refrigerator that we would call Satan's outhouse. And it was an odor would emanate from it that was just not of this earth. It was the worst. And this last week, I've gotten pho a couple times and put it in the fridge and open it up. And every time I'm just like,
stench.
Get behind me, Satan.
The word stench is good.
Now, when they roll out the whole cabbage tray and they got the limes
yeah.
and the other cilantro and shit,
right.
what kind of other accoutrements do you like to toss in there?
Toss some peppers in there or else what do you
You like
go
to spice
home.
It up a little bit.
Spice it up.
Can't do too spicy. Actually, I had to say this. Someone said this to me recently. They're talking about a guy that their friend said, and I can't say who it is because I don't want to hurt their feelings.
Okay.
And this is their description of like how they know them. He spilled every condiment on me. Like that's how we're friends.
Innuendo?
Now. Yeah. No.
Oh.
No.
Like, were they boning?
He spilled every condiment on me.
Like we're such good friends that he has spilled every condiment on me so far.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
We've been in so many situations.
Yeah.
Like there's been like a,
but it was literal.
Even though we're sitting on the same side of the table, so they've gone out of their way.
Maybe he has a motor skills issue.
I think he has a food issue.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, he needs to get it together.
Let's get a time cue for Dustin in case we got to sweep that under the rug. Come on.
Hey. Wait. Give me another slumber party question.
Okay.
Georgia.
What is embarrassing moment? Embarrassing boners.
I'm not going to ask your fiance about a boner.
Don't ask my fiance about it.
Do you guys want to open a present?
Sure. Really?
Well,
should I give Vince that thing I'm going to give him on Saturday?
Not now.
Not now.
Okay. Not now.
Okay.
I only say this. Do you guys want to open your wedding present?
It'd be kind of sweet though right now.
Let's do it.
It's intimate.
Okay. Yes.
Do
you guys want to open a present?
Yes.
I only say that because the topic of boners came up.
Mm. Oh my God. What is it? Is that a giant dildo?
No. Yes. Okay. Well, our last episode, I said I was going to get, you said make me a card. And I said, I'm going to make you a card with a couple of dicks with your faces on it. So I did make you a card with a couple of dicks.
We're going to post this on the Facebook page.
It's
There's
the worst.
A pair of dicks on the front of this card
with your faces on it.
The foreskin is a bow tie.
Oh my God. That's the cutest thing I've ever heard. Oh, Allie.
You don't have to read that part.
There's cash in it.
Well, I know, but there's a note under the cash.
Why is there? You're making.
Listen, there's a note under the cash. Okay. You have to read the note under the cash.
Okay.
Because there's a reason why there's cash in there.
Okay.
I tried to get you guys a gift card to your favorite restaurant, and they don't make gift cards.
Everybody stay calm.
Oh, is this Shrimp Lover?
Yes.
Oh my God, you're so sweet.
It says Shrimp Lover on there.
Oh, that is so sweet.
There are a couple of Cajun nut liquors. They would not do a gift card.
I'm getting uncomfortable.
Don't be uncomfortable.
You want to read this?
No, you don't have to read that. You don't have to read that.
Read it. Allie writes the best
cards.
No.
It's dumb.
Private.
It's stupid.
Right.
But
right.
Do you guys really want to open your present?
Do you want us to?
Kind of.
Okay, let's open it.
Dust.
Okay. All right. Dust, have some
this
whiskey.
This is really dumb. Okay, let me preface this. This is a gift for you guys to start your new life together.
Oh,
specifically, something fun for your honeymoon. And the only reason why we're opening it on here, I gave you guys the choice of open it before, during, or after the podcast.
Yeah.
We said, let's just open it during.
Yeah.
Because whatever.
Oh my God, what is it?
I don't know. You have to open it.
Well, this is really nice wrapping paper.
No, it's not. It's a big gift.
Some iridescent.
Here, wait, do this.
I want you guys to know that I wrapped it in a parking lot on the hood of my car.
Quick question. This is a brown box. Should we open this outside?
I know, you kind of probably should.
Was this shaken out? Was this pre-shaken?
I did chicken cut. Dumbest thing
Stop
ever to give you.
That.
Hold on.
It's the dumbest gift ever, but I couldn't not.
Is this a?
There's work gloves. There's a package. There's a package of work gloves.
Is this a teepee? What the fuck is this?
Oh, shit. There's a spade.
What is this?
A garden spade. Metal garden shovel.
What is this?
Hold on.
I'm...
Oh, shit.
This is the dumbest gift I've ever given in my life.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, shit. And that's where you dig up the... Where you dig up the old whatever the fuck.
Tell him what it is.
It's a metal detector tracker 4. This is the 4th iteration. Oh no, shit is breaking down in the studio. We're gonna need emergency suits.
I always wanted a metal. I know. What if I had talked about quitting my life and using a metal detector?
Then it would have been gravitational waves in the universe.
Thank you so much. I'm crying.
This is the dumbest gift
ever. If you
ever.
Could quit your life and just metal detect, is that what you would choose to do?
I would quit.
If you could
my
disappear and just metal detect.
Are you actually crying?
I'm fucking crying.
I'm not driving you to Venice again this weekend. Listen, there's plenty of places to use that thing
oh
over
my
this
God.
Way.
Listen,
so
a million
much.
Times, Georgia said that she's wanted to scour things with a metal detector. And so you guys are doing a coastal honeymoon.
Oh my God.
You guys now have the gift of
That's
looking
tremendous.
For weird shit.
My life is
that is tremendous.
Changed.
That is tremendous. You put your forearm in this part here. It makes it a lot easier to hold on.
Listen, Vince, this is also why there's a little bit of money for a shrimp lover dinner, because get some enjoyment
He's
out of it.
He's marrying someone who wants to be a metal detector for her job.
Oh, they got accessories. The bounty hunter carrier bag here. This is like the old G.I. Joe
Allie,
guys who used to be able to mail
it's
away
It's so
for
dumb. I was reading the reviews, and this one was... highly reviewed for a good entry level model. Highly reviewed. One guy says that he in the first like couple weeks he found like $200 worth of like a man's ring in the woods and a necklace. Yeah,
my dream.
Like, and this thing apparently has a setting where you can make it. You can set it on precious metals. So if there's like bottle caps
Shut
and pull
up.
Tabs and shit, it won't care. It'll tell you like where the gold is. Apparently,
where the gold at? Give
where
me the gold.
The gold be at? So. You guys lose your rings, it's going to be
Allie,
okay. You find them.
Occasionally, you got to come in with the garden shovel and fucking find out what's really going on.
Honestly, like
streets.
From the bottom of my heart. And when do I cry in my life? Don't ask Vince.
Very, very hard veteran of the streets here.
So exciting. As long as I've known Georgia, goodness. The topic of her wanting to use the metal detector has come up like probably 20 or 40, 50
you know,
times.
It never just like seemed like something you could buy, though.
You
know
can't.
What I mean?
It's a weird thing to own. It's a doomsday prepper kind of a situation.
Like, I never thought of it as like a thing that you can just like go and buy on Amazon.
It's a fucking weird thing
like
to
tap,
own.
Like tap shoes, you know?
Right. Which you can also buy. But
dude,
good luck out there, you guys.
And digital Vince camo refuses, to wear when you use it or whatever.
Oh my God,
you guys can go together and find things. And if Vince is too embarrassed, Vince and I will trail you from
please.
10 feet away.
Okay, you guys go to Shrimp Lover. I'm going to be in Venice. Not even Venice. Like, I don't even want to find money stuff. I want to find
go in the woods.
Weird old shit.
Yeah, go find weird old bullets and I don't what I don't know.
Musket balls and
yeah.
What else can you find? I don't know. Apparently the reviews were hilarious though, because they were like, yeah, took it out in the woods,
no.
Found a pendant, and you're like, what the like what? Who
That's
knows
so
what's
cool.
buried out there? Mm. Who the fuck knows, you guys? But anyway. Mm.
That's tremendous.
Thank you so much.
You're marrying a gold digger, Vince.
I know.
In the best
But at least you got her some work
way.
Gloves or those nails won't be all fucked
oh,
up.
It's a 3-pack, so you can go.
I don't know what to do with my life anymore.
Yay!
Like, everything has changed. God, I wish I had said that I wanted to metal detect when we were talking about what we would do.
Guys, thank you so much for coming to the wedding. I know she's going to be here. She went off with the metal detector. Just hang tight. She'll be back anytime. You want to just do a quick sweep of the hillside outside the hotel.
Get a drink. Get your
drink.
Oh, my
God. Just think. I would be. I don't know what people lose at the beach, but I certainly would be interested in woods shit,
yeah.
too.
Would you
Burial
remember,
grounds.
There was like a MTV Spring Break where Tyrese jumped on a fucking jet ski and lost his like
right.
his fucking diamond necklace out in the ocean that was
Tyrese.
Worth like
oh, man.
Five figures or something.
Yeah, I bet that's insured, though. You got to get insured for that.
You'd hope.
He doesn't give
right?
a shit.
Man of Tyrese's
well,
stature, you'd hope.
Now he does.
I'm sure he had that insured.
Quick question. Are y'all watching O.J. Simpson? People
no,
versus O.J. Simpson? Allie?
I haven't.
Need
I need to get on
television.
It. I need to get on it. I'm when my hair is wet, it's because it's very curly. It looks exactly like Marsha Clark's.
I'm her for Halloween. I'm calling
Fuck,
it.
Man.
One of those fun ones. I think there are now, when you go in, there are already people who are like doing fact checks on each episode because shit is already happening where you're like, wait a minute, did that actually
Oh,
happen?
Is it?
Was
We're
it all...
pausing it and watching real video from the trial on the reg.
Yeah.
I remember I was in a botany class and like looking under microscopes at like cell walls, and they stopped what we were doing in a botany, not even like a criminal justice class,
yeah.
a botany class to listen to the verdict.
Oh, yeah. In high school, we were like, at, like school stopped.
Yeah.
And fucking TVs were wheeled into the classroom.
Oh my God.
And then my insanely amazing English teacher gave this lecture about how two people were murdered. Like everyone was cheering for OJ that he got off. And this woman was like, everyone shut up and like explain the murders to us.
Good for her.
Yeah. Mrs. Mercer. My God. She was so cool.
I picture her with a little bit of spittle in the corners of her mouth and a bra strap showing through her blouse.
She looked like the sea witch from fucking...
Bless her.
Ursula?
Yeah. She looked like Ursula. Ooh. But she was like brilliant.
God bless her.
Because the way you look has nothing to do with it.
But she done. And she glammed the fuck out every day too. Like, she was so incredible.
Did she smell good? I bet she smelled good.
She smelled
good.
Great. And I once said to
it.
Her, "Are you married?" And she said, "Yeah." I was like, "Your fucking husband is lucky." I said that to
oh.
her. It was like a 16.
With a shaved head.
With a shaved.
I bet
anyway,
she went home
she
and she's like, "I have the best. I have the best
student.
Yeah. Good for she's going to die of a heroin overdose, but she's amazing.
But then one day she'll redeem it all and she'll go in the woods.
I own a metal detector.
So
if I had to guess, she would make her fortune in metal detection.
Who'd have thunk it?
It's gonna happen. Wait, tell me a little bit about your honeymoon because you guys are your wedding again is in 36 hours.
Honeymoon is still coming together. You know, we did the Honey Fund where people your registry is basically a website where people can go and buy you pieces of your honeymoon.
Right. Vince in Georgia, if you guys want to go.
No, I'm kidding. Honey Fund.
Honeyfund.com.
Y'all can do that.
This is not my show. But we're going to go up the coast of California and bounce around and go to San Francisco and, yeah.
Well, we have a room rented at a place that has a jacuzzi on the balcony,
but it's like
a sulfur jacuzzi. But it's like healing shit.
Man. Are you guys going to drink wine coolers in a healing jacuzzi?
It's wine cooler country. That's actually where we're going. Yeah. Bartles and James, you got your Seagrams.
Isn't wine cooler country just Nevada and East?
It's Reno and yeah, Nevada.
Bartles and
those grapes will grow anywhere.
They're all hydroponics.
Yeah, watermelon, wild watermelon grapes will just go anywhere.
Boone's Farms is a state of mind.
Yes.
Not a place.
If you guys served the blue flavor Boone's Farm at your reception.
Oh my God.
Dude, I might have to get some just
that's the wine with dinner.
Yes.
That's the wine with dinner.
Do you guys want red, white, or blue? This is America. This is America. So let's do Fuck That, shall we?
Yeah.
A Fuck That is a thing we play. One thing you love so much you would... For example, as much as you would love a wife, you would lay it down and you would slow bone it in holy matrimony. Okay. And another thing that you hate so much, you can fuck right off. We start with fuck right off, so that way we can end on a positive note. Hey. No one gets depressed. So what is something that you hate? Fucking just fries your legs.
Sure. Sure.
Really burns you.
The rise of alcoholic soda.
Oh.
So there's root beer, there's orange pop now. There's
pop.
Cream soda.
Orange pop.
It does not compute with me. I've been very open about this fact. It may only speak to my issues around alcohol, where it's like, you know, what? No one's drinking alcohol because it tastes good, right? So you're gonna fucking
have a beer.
Bring a sixer of orange to the BYOB. What are you doing?
Is this similar to like Mike's Hard Lemonade situation?
In as much as it's sugar and flavor. I mean, but it's like, you know, there's root beer, not your dad's root beer. There's this orange. I mean, I guess. Yeah. I don't know if it's. I think that Mike's Hard, that might be malt liquor, right?
I think it is.
Maybe
you don't like being patronized. Maybe you don't like being infantilized.
Or you're like, if you're gonna drink alcohol, do it like an adult. Is that it?
Right, but I'm not the kind of person who's like, yeah, you need to,
man up.
Yeah, right. You know, I'm not flexing over my drink or anything, but it just bugs me for some reason. I don't know.
How did you feel about Four Loko when it was out? Granted, that was Robitussin.
Hey, listen, anything that keeps you going longer, that's fine with no.
So fuck that. So we're talking about booze and fucking.
Okay,
so
Allie, what's your fuck that? What do you hate?
Oh, have I talked about Apple iMusic yet on this?
No.
I'm such a grandpa about it. Mm-hmm. I'm such a horny grandpa about it. So Apple has done this thing where you had all your music on your phone, and then it's like, oh, you have all this space on your phone because we took all of the music off of your phone, and now you have to get data. You have to use your data or Wi-Fi to stream the music that you already purchased.
Not cool, dude.
And you're like, that's funny because that's the exact same fucking thing as Spotify, only I paid you like $1.29 for this Katy Perry song already. Mm-hmm. So then you have to re-download it, and so your whole music library on your phone is now only available when you have service. Or you have to go through and re-download all of them.
You do that with podcasts too now.
I hate it.
It's on your phone. I don't understand either because on my fucking iPhone 1, I had my entire catalog of music. And now it's like, no, your phone can't possibly support that.
What?
So you have to like do... Yeah,
I'm so annoyed.
It feels like a scam.
I was on an airplane. I tried to kick back with some tunage. Mm. And it was like, oh, you know, the music... We took it off your phone for you. Yeah. And you're like, hey, don't clear my plate when I'm not done eating yet.
Hope you didn't try to plug into the arm of the chair there and listen to the bullshit the airline was trying to
hear. No, fuck that noise.
Fucking Nora Jones, that's it.
Nora Jones.
It's like Starbucks CDs.
It's so bad. You're like...
They got a 12-disc changer of Starbucks CDs.
Yes, and you have to go in the trunk to change out the CDs.
In the bulkhead.
Oh, God. I hate it so much. And then you always invariably like land on like a, there's always a world music station where you're like, there's just a lot of timpani drums happening.
And then Jack Johnson comes on and he's like, why are Norah Jones and Jack Johnson collaborating?
Get to know your partners on the plane, your neighbors.
I hate
your
it.
Neighbors.
Hate
hey,
it.
You guys can message each other.
That's
Did
pretty
you know
fucked
them?
Up.
No, no, Virgin Airlines. I'm not going to message the guy in 13C.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to fuck in your bathrooms. Don't get
they
me to try to fuck in your bathrooms.
We met on a flight.
I actually do know someone that was married and met on a flight.
Virgin Airlines wants to get the Mile High Club going.
They need to, you know what, have a fuck lounge, charge someone $12 to use it. Then I get
fuel your plane on semen, on like gross
fuck money. Right.
Yeah.
I've tried them both. I feel like Spotify has a superior product.
I just don't understand why suddenly your music library is like, why? And then it always is trying to get me to sign up for $3.99 like Apple Music, and I'm like, fuck you. I need another subscription? No.
No.
It's anyway.
Steve
that's
Jobs
me.
From beyond the grave. Yeah.
What are you doing to me, man?
Fuck the fucking patriarchy. I don't know where
Jordan,
I am.
What do you hate? Other than
well,
the
actually, now that you bring it up, I fucking I hate, and as someone who's waited tables before, this is like a thing. I hate when I'm eating with someone and the other person finishes what they're eating and they clear the other person's plate. Allie is hallelujah-ing.
Not okay.
Remember your blood pressure.
Listen. I'm giving you the international symbol for amen.
Yeah. As a lady, ladies eat slower than men. It's right. Just a thing. So, and we don't like to eat alone.
I don't like to speak in generalizations.
I'm fucking speaking in them.
Little bitches have tiny mouths and they're too dumb to
We're
chew.
We're just like little babies and our salads are just like big, you know? And like, we didn't fill up on bread. So we're just like really hungry.
How does a fork work?
I'm scared.
It takes me forever.
You're eating your dinner. You're probably talking a lot and like having a conversation and don't do it with your mouth full because you're a fucking lady. And like that, and you have a fucking bikini wax, you know, and like it hurt.
That pain.
Man. So then they clear the person's plate and then so they're just sitting there staring at you with a plate of food and you're and it talking. And
nope.
It's yeah.
Yeah, it's awful because then it's just like you feel like clock's ticking where you're like, oh, I got to finish this quickly.
Wait, so what do you hate? That people eat faster than you?
No, I hate when a waitress clears the plate of a diner who is finished with their meal before the other diner is finished with theirs.
Right.
I eat pretty quick.
I know you do. The plates should... I know you do. But we actually share a lot of food, so like kind of is okay. But like, And I don't care because I'm comfortable with you. And like, you know, you've seen me at my fucking worst.
Judgment free zone. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
Safe space at all times.
Thank you.
It's a JFZ up in here, huh?
Plus, 9 times out of 10, we're sharing shit, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So like, it doesn't matter. But there are times when it's like they clear someone else's plate and you're like the person eating.
Are we eating out too much? Is that what this is?
No, never.
You guys... I do kind of, next time you guys go to Shrimp Liver, I do kind of want to go with you. Because I went in there and I was like, this smells pretty delish.
We need to get a group to go to Shrimp Lovers.
I want to wear bibs with you guys as a married couple.
Everyone should know. It's like, it's
shouldn't
called,
be a problem.
It's called a couple different things, but in LA there's a few of them. And it's like a peel and eat shrimp place. It's kind of, it's
they
a little
boil.
Thai.
You shrimp boil, you get crab legs, you can do crawfish in season. You know,
but it's a Thai restaurant. It's very odd, but it's...
I feel like I haven't been out to dinner with you guys in a while. Actually, we went last night. Never
We're
mind.
Real gross. We did go last night, didn't we?
Time is... It's a, it's
we
a funny
literally
thing.
Went
it's
out to plan. Dinner last night.
We were eating last night together.
What's wrong with me? Well, let's end... Let's talk about... Speaking of things that we love, going out to dinner is one of them. Georgia, what's something that you
let's
love?
Let's end on things we love. My thing is on my phone. Oh, it's boring.
What's boring
well,
about it?
Well, I love
it?
A birdcage veil, which I think I'm going to wear tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow? No. I'm going to wear it on the wedding day of Saturday.
No, birdcage veil, not like a, that's not a Bane mask.
No.
That is a.
No, it's like in the cartoons when they pull it up and then the girl's like cross-eyed and she's got the fucking crazy teeth and she's like.
You're like, but oh veil, no, I'm already murdered.
When I think of a birdcage veil, I think of a cage over a face.
Yeah, like a, what's his name? Like Lecter. Like
yeah,
a
Hannibal
Lecter.
Yeah. It's much daintier than that. Can you explain it?
Wicker Man. Remember the Wicker Man?
Yeah. Like a, the bees. Yeah.
Can you explain it? Because it sounds, it's more beautiful than it sounds.
Yeah, it's basically like a handkerchief of a veil.
Okay.
That goes like over your eyes, maybe.
Coquettish.
It's like, yeah, it's like coquettish. It's very 50s. I think I might do that.
Very ornate cockatiel.
Right.
It hangs off the temple.
Yes,
area.
Think cockatiel.
Right.
Like, think like light mesh. I think Dustin has IBS. Mesh.
He's just taking.
Hey guys, okay, this is the second time Dustin has walked away from the podcast.
He's got a rock a piss.
He does not need a rock a piss.
Well, he's got a rock a piss.
Oh, but
let the man leak.
Vince doesn't like this.
He's got a leak.
What?
That we're talking about.
If you sprinkle when you tinkle, all that. But other than that, I don't care what he's doing in there.
Okay. Allie, what do you love?
A thing that I love so much. This is the one thing that I forgot to prepare.
I love so much. I'm happy right now.
Congrats. I tend not to write it down because I tend to like the same things over and over again. And then I'm like, oh, that's not a new thing.
I keep hoping that some like rabid listener will go through and like write down all of our fuck that's. So we like have a chart. We should have done that from the beginning.
That's a good point.
Somebody do that.
If someone does that.
People do that for us on We Watch
Wrestling. I know they do.
We every week we say who our favorite wrestlers.
Yes.
Someone made us a fucking
chart.
Excel.
What do we do if someone does that for us? Just, I mean, mine and Allie's. If you want to add the guests in, fine. Like our things that we love.
Mucho accolades.
You'll get all the Altoids and the Alkaloids and the Alka-Seltzers.
I've talked about my main mug that I take with me everywhere, right?
Yeah.
I still love my main mug. I take that with me everywhere.
There's nothing you love.
No, there's tons of things I love.
This is a vessel you drink from?
It's a mug, a hand-hewn mug I purchased in Maine. I take it with me.
Pull this yourself on a wheel?
No, I purchased it. It was $28, and at the time I thought, what a splurge. I thought I'd go for it.
$28 is a lot.
It was a lot, but you know what? I take it with me.
Travel mug?
It's a ceramic mug. I shouldn't travel with it.
Any mug is a travel mug if you really...
Exactly.
It'll start spilling all over the fucking car.
I mean, things that I... Can I do a rapid fire of things I love in short succession?
Go.
I love the Bronson Canyon hike. I love having my car clean. Mm. I love having a hook next to my door that has my keys on it, so I always know where my keys are.
I love your nail polish right now.
I love gold nail polish, which I'm wearing right now. I love friends' weddings because they make me cry a lot, and there's fucking cake, unless there's no cake at your wedding,
What kind of fucking
Nazi? Well, here's the deal about the location. People say, what are you having to eat? I say the food will be fine, but the place is known for cakes.
These cakes.
We're
going to
get the Madonna in case anyone doesn't know.
Oh, I love road trips.
It's not
road trips are happening.
Yeah.
This
is coming out next week.
Come out next week. No one's going to crash a wedding other than the people that are already crashing it because we're going to be there.
Yeah. Not that we wouldn't want everyone there.
No, we don't want anyone there. Fuck.
Do you want to let people know what your hashtag is so that people can check it out?
I guess we need to decide now. Georgia and Vince. Let's keep it fucking.
You let me know. You can be the social media ambassador to this one.
It's Georgia and Vince.
That's your hashtag. So if anyone is listening to this.
The little and thing? Or
no.
A&D.
A&D. You can't do an ampersand.
Georgia.
No.
And Vince.
And Vince written out. So if you want to see what a birdcage veil looks like, some cakes.
Like
if you want to see all of us crying in the background.
If you want to see me walking down the fucking aisle with a goddamn metal detector, metal detecting the floor.
It might happen. But does that rapid succession of likes? I'm really excited about
that.
Road trips. I'm really excited about getting up early in the morning.
Anything on the mug? Is there like a picture on it or anything?
There's absolutely nothing on the mug.
Just a plain.
If anyone follows me on Snapchat, which I've started to do recently, I'm just Allie Ward on Snapchat. There's a lot of me just running errands carrying a mug around. My mug is featured prominently in my Snapchat. It's awkward. Anyway,
should be.
Get like some hot tea in there.
I get hot tea up in that shit all the time, bro.
You're not a coffee person.
I used to be. I love coffee, and I drank decaf today. But I'm just trying
to. You don't really love coffee, but
I love coffee, but the caffeine. I'm trying to keep it chill, bro. I'm trying to chill that zone out.
Well, let's end it with Vince's love.
Vince, what's something you love so much you would marry it?
Well, I didn't realize how heavy it was supposed to be, but I do. I really, really enjoyed a documentary called Finding Vivian Meyer. Finding Vivian Meyer, which is on Netflix. George is like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know what that is.
I watched it today.
Oh.
And it's this documentary. A guy at auction bought all these film negatives.
Oh, yes.
And he's like, holy shit. And it turns out this woman who was like a nanny and was like this super strange, badass woman.
Butchy woman, right?
Was like this incredible photographer, and then he sort of tries to find out who she was. He's subsequently bought up all this other stuff,
and
her storage unit, and
all
other
over
stuff.
All over New York in like the 60s.
All over a lot of places,
really.
But
like the 50s and 60s.
That sounds like the time period, okay. Probably.
There are photos. I've seen the photos, but I didn't know there was a documentary.
Is she like Diane Arbacy?
Yeah, but of? Like, but more like life, more real life.
Like they're talking to these, you know, serious photographers who are like, this woman is fucking wholly legit. If she would have, you know, allowed this, like, just like untold amounts of film and negatives of this woman who was like essentially a nanny. While she was alive.
Wow.
You know?
It's incredible.
Yeah. Very interesting and strange.
Finding
Vivian Maier.
Another thing we love is the fucking new Stephen King on Hulu, the TV show 1163.
Yes. Yeah. And that's about a diner that has a portal.
Yes.
A portal time to portal. Being able to stop the assassination of Kennedy.
Right. I have read about that and I heard it was very, very interesting. I
haven't read the book. Heard the book is very good.
Oh, yeah. I didn't either.
But the movie's cool. Someone was telling me that James Franco like read the book and wanted to make
no
it.
No way. That's cool.
James Franco reads? No, apparently. I know him. I'm just kidding. He is a poet. He's a scholar poet.
We just had brunch the other day up by his acting school in Burbank.
I think he's a pseudo-intellectual. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure that if we sat down with James Franco, we'd be like, oh, guy's actually kind of smart.
Cool.
You know what I mean?
No, he's,
but he's
sure
just
he's so cool.
Goddamn beautiful that we have to hate him a tiny, tiny bit. Yeah. But that's okay. Same thing with Leo DiCaprio.
No.
I
call him Leo.
Gentlemen.
You call him Leo?
I call him Leo because we're buds.
I am not attracted to either of those dudes.
I used to... Leonardo DiCaprio was the only blonde I would have let under my shirt. And like, because I was goth, so I was like, fuck no. But I was like, oh, but you're a dead
couple of
guy
Tiger
in this
Beat
Titanic.
Photos
yeah,
in the closet,
yeah.
Not on display, but in the closet.
Yep. I still, good for him, though. He's so pretty. He won that shiny thing. Everyone's excited about it. Good
what
for
blew
him.
Me out was they showed a video of him at the governor's ball getting it engraved. Like, you go to the governor's ball, and that's when they engrave your
that's
statue.
Weird. Yeah. I thought they had to either send for it. They definitely can't have it on the thing or else everyone would see it.
The best part was the strange interaction while he's waiting for this person to engrave it. It's like having to sort of.
What if I got my metal
like
detector
person?
Engraved?
You what? Should get a placard on it.
At the governor's ball?
No, right now.
Oh, yeah.
Get it done.
You guys, Vince, thanks for being on.
Let's,
Allie, thank you so much for this like
unbelievable
gift of a lifetime.
Tremendous.
Just, you know what? Life is for living. If there's something you guys have wanted to do for a while, just go ahead and do it.
This
do
is
it.
Worth the cockroaches.
It's, there's it. No cockroaches probably in it, but I wish you guys. That I want for you guys to have a lifetime of silly, dumb fun and things that you've always wanted to do and untold treasures await you in the woods of your future.
Thank
and I'm
you.
So excited for you. Your wedding's going to be dope as hell.
I can't
Damn.
Believe I'm getting married. That's
I know.
Crazy.
But isn't that
believe
crazy?
It.
You guys are such a good pair.
Thank you.
It's not crazy at all.
I really love this human being.
Thank you.
He's a good one.
I love you.
Thank you. I did. It just, marriage is like exciting.
I know, you guys.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
They're both look very excited, you guys, for those who can't see. I know.
Crazy.
You guys are, I think, Georgia, I think you're probably going to cry.
Oh, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah, you're going to cry.
Yeah.
But it's going to be so much fun. Yeah. I'm so excited about this Boone's Farm, you guys.
Go to the hash Georgia and Vince. Or Vince and Georgia.
No. It can only be one way.
Okay.
Georgia and Vince.
Georgia and Vince. It's been put to the universe.
Okay.
So that's where we can find your wedding, you guys.
Yeah.
Find all the pictures there. And now where can we find Vince online if we wanted to gently stalk you?
I am Vince Averill on Twitter, Time Limit Draw on Tumblr, We Watch Wrestling Podcast.
Got it. You can also find him tagged in all of Georgia's photos in the next couple of days.
Vince.Averill is on Insta.
Graham.
Yes.
Right. No, and you guys can find us at Allie and Georgia on Twitter. We're also on Instagram at Hardstark and Allie Ward. Georgia's new podcast, which I almost just said, So I Married an Axe Murderer. That's not what it's called. It's called My Favorite Murder, also on Feral Audio, which is wonderful.
See Allie on Saturday mornings on Innovation Nation.
Oh, that was a double plug.
Oh my God, we did it.
It was a double-sided butt plug.
Oh my God. Tribute.
It's a double. And go to feralaudio.com, listen to all the awesome podcasts on there. Thanks for listening.
Big ups to Dustin.
Big ups to Dustin. Tell all your friends about us. He's in salmon jeans right now, Dustin is. Tell your friends and like them, listen, and go to the Facebook and follow.
Subscribe, rate, and next time you talk to Georgia, she'll be a murdered woman.
Fuck.
Bye.
Feral Audio.